Hello and welcome. It's our number one Ben Maller radio show repackaged in the podcast format. Here we are together again, and we will start out the festivities on a Wednesday with baseball. Big story, Major League Baseball leaking a report that the Oakland Athletics could skedaddle out of Oakland, floating Viva Las Vegas as a possibility. We put the odds out on whether the A's stay or whether the A's leave the Bay Area, place they've been since 1968. That and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number one. Time to update the report card. Welcome in the beginning of yet another edition of the Ben Maller Show. Back at it again. We are in the air everywhere as we dispense background noise coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, emanating live from the flight deck, soaring on the red eye all night long, the Fox Sports Radio studios here as we bloviate on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR. And good to have you along. Hope all is well in your world. I thought we'd change it up a little bit at the beginning here, and we will push it back now on Aaron Rodgers. We will put that on the side, and we'll get back to that at some point as developments warrant. But our lead this hour coming from the Diamond. And is it true? Could it be a stunner from the Bay Area? Now, my entire life, the A's have been in Oakland. I know if you're a little bit older than me, then you might remember the Kansas City Athletics, but I don't. My life, the A's have always been in Oakland. They've been a staple of the East Bay, but it does involve the future of the Athletics, and if you did not see this, maybe you were busy living your life and not paying attention, obsessing like a gas bag over what's going on in the sporting world. So we have learned now Major League Baseball is openly encouraging the Athletics to look for greener pastures. Relocation situation. Now, although the team is saying all the right things, that they would prefer to stay in the Bay, in Oakland, they are going to look around and pull some rocks up, see what they can find, move some moss around, look for alternatives. So if the A's were to move out of Oakland, where is the favorite? Well, they would follow the path, if you believe the scuttlebutt, that the Raiders used. Las Vegas, Nevada. Viva Las Vegas is said to be the most likely possibility for relocation if it does actually end up happening. The A's have had numerous stadium proposals over the years. They have had one they have been juggling for the last couple of years that seemed wonderful, but it never gets really going. People draw up some images, some drawings of what a stadium is going to look like. They make a razzle-dazzle video presentation about, oh, this is going to be amazing. We're going to have hotels and overpriced condos over here, and we're going to tax everyone up the wazoo, and it's going to be so good, la, 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 and then nothing happens. So let us discuss the question, what are the actual odds in the Maller Sportsbook that the Athletics skedaddle out of the East Bay? So I am going to set the line on this at plus 150. Now, if you're not good at math or you're not a gambler or both, that implies a 40% chance the A's are gonzo. Pack up the Mayflower moving vans in the middle of the night and get out of here. But that still also implies a 60% chance that the A's stay right where they are, right there in the Oakland area. Now, my observations here, you have the Hatfields and McCoys, Golden Goose, and spring cleaning. And we will lock all of this together into an adequate Maller monologue. Now, number one. The fact that Major League Baseball has yet again gone public, this is not the first time that they have conveniently leaked this to get the temperature in the room is a tell, right? Rob Manfred and the robber barons of baseball, they are going very deep into the bag. The bag o' dirty tricks. So right now I file this into the gamesmanship category, looking to gain public favor in the Bay Area and really attempting to twist the arm of the local political hacks and try to get them to move. And this is what you do. This is the standard thing. If you've seen this over the years with teams, whether they relocate or not, the play is always the same. The chess move is the same. It does not change. You ratchet up pressure. You threaten to go somewhere else. You say, hey, I need this. Give me this. And you have your hands out. And if you don't give me this, you government officials, if you don't approve X number of tax dollars, then see you later. Out of here. Now, Major League Baseball knows without public support, right, without a groundswell, a grassroots movement to convince these politicians to pony up the money, the tax money, this is DOA, dead on arrival. Now, I have always taken an anti-tax for stadium position, and I'm no different here. I do not believe that public money should be spent to build cathedrals in sports. I've never been a fan of that. Call me a dope. I don't care. I think there's better use of those tax dollars. As much as I love my sports, I think we all saw during the pandemic that you can play in empty stadiums. As long as you have good camera locations, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. So you can play out in a park with no one watching as long as you have one of those cherry pickers where they go up in the sky there and you can put the center field camera. You're all right. Now, Major League Baseball claiming that the Oakland Coliseum site is not a viable option for the future of baseball. Now, that we don't disagree with. In case you've lived in a vacuum, it's been broken. The person that broke it was Al Davis, of all people. When the Raiders left L.A. to go back to Oakland back in the Stone Age, they built Mount Davis. And I was actually there, the first exhibition game when the Raiders returned to Oakland and destroyed. That stadium had a beautiful views of the hills out there, and from a baseball perspective, they just took it apart. Now, they also have bad lighting. They've had issues with the lighting there. It's antiquated. The plumbing is apparently primitive, and they've had, not so much recently, but they've had sewage spills there. What's that smell in the air? Oh, that's raw sewage. Can I get some nachos, some peanuts, some Cracker Jacks, please? Now, Oakland baseball, though, the real issue here, forget all, stadium's got issues and the tax money and all that, but the issue is there's a limited playing field because the Athletics are boxed in the East Bay and limited territory there, and it's more of a local issue. It's not, we're doing a national show here, but I've paid attention to it from afar here, and while I have no skin in the game, it is really a Hatfields and McCoys style territorial battle with the Gigantes, where it's kind of like with elections. You know, the Democrats claim that we need this part of the city because we're going to win the election, and the Republicans say no, we need this part of the city, and so you're fighting over that. You're trying to rig the board, and that's what they're doing. The Hatfields and the McCoys of baseball, the Giants and the Athletics there. In the Bay Area. Now, the second thing here, with the Coliseum being not a Coliseum, it's a mausoleum, let's examine, just for the purposes of this Maller monologue, the Vegas option. The reason that Vegas is being propped up by Major League Baseball, follow the money, right? The next boom industry. I've been saying this for years. I was ahead of my time here. Nationally, if you've got some money to invest here, I recommend sports wagering. The sports gambling market is going to fully mature in the next 3 or 4 years, certainly by 2025. I'm talking about across the country. And the gambling tycoons, the sports gambling tycoons in lost wages, as a general community, are the big beneficiary of this. We are talking about essentially an exclusive license to print mucho dinero. They have the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. They have the Golden Goose in Vegas. They already have deep pockets. It's not like they don't have money in Vegas. They've got deep pockets, but they're about to get much deeper running the sports gambling empire state by state. They're the people who are in charge, which means an exorbitant amount of money will trickle down. And Vegas has already picked up in the last decade, actually a little less than that, they picked up an NHL team. They've poached the Raiders from Oakland. Now they're looking at the Athletics, and they also plan on having an NBA team to be named later in Vegas. They will eventually get every major sport will have a franchise in Vegas. Now, the final point here. So this is the second time. Go back to the A's situation in particular. This is the second time in 3 years that weasels from Major League Baseball have threatened to move the A's from Oakland to Vegas. Rob Manfred, the gutless commissioner, Rob Manfred, the man that we all love to hate here, mentioned this back in 2019 before the world shut down. So is this different? Is it a legitimate threat, or is it just scare tactics by baseball? Now, I believe it's more legitimate than it's not. The A's have been in Oakland since 1968. For the past 25 years, literally and figuratively for the past 25 years, I have heard whispers, the A's are moving to this city, that city, whatever. The last team to relocate in professional baseball was the Montreal Expos, who became the Nationals. I was like a child at the time in 2005, 16 seasons ago. The Athletics, they have a lease at their current abode that runs through the 2024 season, but that doesn't matter. Every team that has relocated has had some kind of contractual agreement that they violated to get out of the movement. I can't think of one that didn't. The first rule of franchise relocation is to not tip your hand. You don't want to be the lame duck. You're going to be a lame duck for a certain amount of time. You want to shorten that time, that window. And so the move is you wait until the 11th hour and you make the announcement. And my hypothesis on where this is going is rather simple. I think of baseball doing some spring cleaning here. Time to get your house in order. Major League Baseball has been very open about this. They want to get new ballparks, which means taxpayer money for the Athletics and the Tampa Bay Rays, the A's and the Rays. New ballparks within the next 5 years. The original goal, from what I heard, was like 2025. So let's say it's still 2025. So that's less than 5 years. Then the play after that is to add not one, but two expansion teams. And each expansion team will cost you $2 billion. So the A's and Rays value will go up because of new stadiums, if they get the stadiums baseball wants. And then, you know, $2 billion each. So that's $4 billion monopoly money, at least minimum, to buy in. And so once you get Vegas off the grid, then you will have places like Nashville, Charlotte, Indianapolis, Portland, Oregon, Vancouver, Montreal, who will bid to try to get a professional baseball team. And if it's not Vegas, if Vegas doesn't end up with the Athletics, they can then open up the bidding and have those cities try to get the Athletics. It's how the game's played. It's a criminal enterprise, but that's how they play the game. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to yap here on the radio, we had a very morbid show. A lot of reaction from the email pen pals that send me immediate feedback on email. I get a lot of reaction during the show, but then we have the podcast listeners that love to tell me what they liked and what they didn't like about the show. We had the embalmer guy from Maine at the end, and we had our guy Hayes from Minnesota. A lot of people questioning Hayes there, saying that I'm too gullible for believing Hayes. He said he made $5,000 a week doing what he does there with the deceased. Anyway, enough about that. We will press on and on. We'll take your calls. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you would like to be part, if you have nothing to say, that's fine. I'm good. I got no life. I have plenty of things to talk about here. We don't need you to call in. If you make the show better, that would be great. 877-996-6369. Also on Twitter, at Ben Maller. Real-time feedback. You can hide behind a fake avatar, and I won't know your real identity. That's the magic of social media. At Ben Maller, also on Instagram, Ben Maller on Fox. There's videos up on Facebook as well, the Ben Maller Show, just Ben Maller Show over on Facebook. Well, a long time, Major League Baseball well-known player is throwing out the soft card. And back on the market again. We'll get to those stories, and we will do that. We will do it next.
You thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
We begin with a Maller monologue about the big story in baseball. One of the big stories in baseball involving the powers that be leaking that the A's are kicking the tires on a move to Vegas or somewhere else. And we laid out the odds here. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, says, "You are Benny Brightside by giving the A's a 60% chance of staying. Oakland politicians are dumb enough to let all of their sports teams pack up and leave. We're two-thirds of the way there, and I have zero faith in the clowns at Oakland City Hall," says Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Well, when I say stay, I'm not just saying like at the Coliseum. I don't even stay at the Coliseum, but there are other locations in the Bay Area if they can. And that's that Hatfields and McCoy thing with the Giants where they're fighting over territory and all that on where they can play and where they're allowed to play. And then the Giants, you say, you can't go here because we own this territory.
It's I believe years ago the A's wanted to go to San Jose and the Giants were like, yeah, right, you're not going there. That's our territory.
Yeah. So, all right. So here's the thing. You're Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. You got all these A's fans in Northern California. You can either A, allow the A's to play. Let's say San Jose, somebody came up, some big tech guy, and he said, "Oh, all right, we'll keep the A's and we keep them playing right down the road from Google or something like that. Google ballpark, whatever." Or you say, well, the Giants own that territory, so the A's have to go to like Nashville or something. I mean, what? Wouldn't it make more sense? You've already invested all these years since 1968 cultivating a fan base in the Bay Area to try to figure out a way where at least it's geographically desirable. I mean, people love going to Vegas and stuff. You might, if you're in Northern California, you might travel to Vegas to see.
Didn't the Orioles get a little extra something when the Nationals moved to D.C.?
Well, they're still fighting about that, aren't they? The television deal, right? They got TV rights, and there's lawsuits and all kinds of stuff. Justin in Cincinnati says, "I say the A's should move to Baghdad. It's nicer than Oakland. Shots fired." Who else do we have? Manic Mike says, "Consideration should be made to moving the Athletics to Nashville." Of course, Manic Mike lives in Nashville. He says the Tennessee Nashletics. He says, there you go. Dolphin Mike says, "Ben was around when the A's played in Philadelphia. I believe that is an inaccurate statement." Yes. Lies, and damn lies. Although Rick Monday, I do know Rick a little bit. He told me some stories about when he was with the Kansas City A's and they moved to Oakland. Chris in Houston, who also goes by the alias Damien, who knows what his real name is. He hides in the shadows. He says the Athletics can always go to the city of irrelevance, Ben. San Antonio. And they'll fit right in. Done. Look at that. See, that's a shot really at Charlie. That's Chris in Houston's got a personal beef with Charlie in San Antonio. So that's what that's all about. Mason the Millennial, who works over at Tesla in the Bay Area. So he's invested. He says, "Oh, Ben, this story breaks my millennial heart. Sure, you urinate in pig troughs, but I've had many great memories at the Coliseum, but wouldn't mind a new stadium. Would break my heart to see the A's leave town." Yeah, I hate when teams relocate and move around. I don't know. Does anyone like it? I don't know. There must be somebody that's like, "I like that. I get new merchandise." That's the way to go. Travis B. writes and says, "How does the Maller Militia Sports Astrologers see this playing out?" Well, let's go right now, because Travis B., by request, let's go to Berkeley to just a short drive away from the Coliseum there in Oakland. She's got her star charts out right now.
Yes.
Andrea.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
Andrea, now, you're very involved in this, Andrea.
Yes, very, very much. You should only know just how much.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
We've got, first we got a happy new moon in Taurus, so we'll mention that. And then,
okay. Is that good news or bad news? Yeah, should I be happy about that or should I be concerned about that?
The new moon is good for new beginnings, and then things come to a culmination 2 weeks later on the full moon eclipse.
Wow.
On the 26th of May. So it'll be interesting to see. And then we have Mercury retrograde in the mix. That's happening again soon, May 29.
I remember when a guy from Miami got all freaked out by Mercury in retrograde. I remember that.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember that, too.
Don't remember that guy. He doesn't call anymore, but very upset.
Okay.
Yeah.
May 29 to June 22, and I always like to advise Dave Cavill. He's an intense Scorpio about negotiations. I used to give him my Mercury retrograde bookmark when I'd meet with him, but with the pandemic, we haven't really. So May 29 to June 22nd. So that's not good for negotiations. That's when communications break down. So that's some.
All right, let's cut to the chase here right now, Andrea. Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah.
The Oakland Athletics will end up playing in blank 5 years from now. 5 years from now. We are playing this phone call back, and the Oakland Athletics are playing in blank.
Well, I'm going to err on the positive because I'm in Berkeley in the Bay Area. So I'll say Oakland, and maybe this was like a scare tactic to motivate the Oakland City Council.
All right.
Can
you tweet that out, Koopaloop, that Andrea says the A's will stay in Oakland?
Sorceress says.
The Sorceress
says.
Not
sources, Sorceress.
That's right, Eddie.
Yes, I hope
we should tweet that out immediately.
Thinking.
Now, do you have any, just in case, breaking news.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
That's right. That's right. Now, Andrea, in case the politicians, the Weasley politicians in Oakland, cannot work something out here, do you have room in your backyard to build a back, like a ballpark? Is there any room in your property that you're living in right there? Can you possibly, maybe in a courtyard or something like that, build a stadium?
No, good point. There's too many restrictions in Berkeley. It's a little too politically correct. I would say Berkeley's a little too stringent. But I would like to just, Libby Schaaf's a Scorpio, the mayor of Oakland. Dave Cavill's a Scorpio. I mean, if there's any signs.
Oh, man, these people are not highly respected here. I'm concerned for my fellow Scorpios here. These people are getting trashed by many people online there.
Never heard of them.
Concerned about that. Now, there's got to be somewhere, though. There's got to be somewhere within a reasonable distance where that would be willing to have the A's.
Right. I mean, even if it's, the best. You know, the pipe dream, if you were, was the waterfront, Jack London Square. But, even if that doesn't necessarily manifest, there's other places in Oakland and the Bay Area. I know they tried San Jose. They tried Fremont. So, they can keep seeing what works. I mean, we don't want to.
Well, the key here, you just got to get one of those rich tech mogul people that has all the money to get involved. Yeah, exactly.
Just Google it.
Exactly, because we lost the Warriors, we lost the Raiders. Yeah, we need a willing tech mogul. That's the answer. Yeah. I like that, Ben.
It's a problem, though. I mean, a lot of these young guys don't like baseball. There's got to be a couple of them that are into baseball, but they're usually, you get good at that stuff as a nerd, and you're not really into sports that much, typically.
Oh, but that would be good. Someone with a deep pocketbook to really help the A's. That would be nice. I'm old school. I grew up going to Shea Stadium. I don't care what the stadium looks like, but apparently, the Coliseum has seen better days.
Yeah. All right. We'll leave it there, Andrea, but thank you for your intel. We appreciate that. There's Andrea checking in.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it was a tough day for you, Ben Maller, as a former Saddleback Gaucho has passed away unexpectedly.
Yes.
Former record-setting quarterback Colt Brennan, late of the University of Hawaii.
The great Colt Brennan.
Passed away.
How dare you, Roberto.
At the age of 37.
37. This guy didn't even make 40, this guy.
No. He, unbelievable. He was battling the demons there with the substance abuse.
And yeah. Apparently, it's a wild story. I was reading a little bit about it. It happened in Orange County. I guess his family, I was reading the story in one of the tabloids, and they said his family had taken him to a detox clinic or something like that, and he had, for some reason, he had been let go, and he was like out on the streets, and he died. His father found him out on the streets, and they took him to the hospital. By the time they took him, it was too late.
That's awful.
It's horrible. The guy was one of the great, you know, as we talk about famous alumni from Saddleback College, there's so many to choose from, but football-wise, yeah. Colt Brennan right up there. Sure. And I didn't milk that when he was playing in Hawaii and a Heisman finalist. I didn't milk that at all.
Yeah, he did finish in the final three in 2007, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Had over 4,000 yards passing three times. Set a ton of records, 58 records passing.
He was a great college football player. He tried to catch on with the Redskins. We can say that because they were the Redskins at the time, and it didn't. He was like a sixth-round draft pick.
Racist.
From one Saddleback, I guess I can say Gaucho still because they haven't changed the name yet.
Racist.
But from,
say it while you can.
A dumb name. But, there's some legend. Kyle Long, legend. The great Mark Grace, Cub legend. Tim Wall. There were some old school legends back in the day. There was a receiver for the Chiefs back in the 1980s.
Stephon Page.
Remember Stephon Page?
Oh, Fresno State Bulldogs, Stephon Page.
Yeah, but he was at Saddleback before he went to Fresno.
Fun fact. Rest in peace, Colt Brennan.
Yes. Way too young to check out. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, this portion of the Ben Maller Show, the show you're listening to right now, is made possible by Discover Card. We believe a better tomorrow is possible for everyone. Discover something brighter. So the softy, a well-known Major League Baseball player has sounded the alarm on a story that comes up at least two or three times every baseball season. The unwritten rules of the game. The unwritten rules of the game. You're not supposed to try to keep scoring runs when you're up by X number of runs. You're not supposed to try to steal a base when you're down by a certain number of runs. You should never bunt to break up a no-hitter or a perfect game. All these fugazi things that have been put into the game over the years. Well, Noah Syndergaard, he doesn't like the New York Metropolitan, who's been battling injuries over his career. But in a recent story published in GQ magazine, where I always go to get my, I don't get fashion from GQ, but I get my sports. And it was just came out, and Syndergaard said that baseball has gotten soft and that its unspoken language, the unspoken rules, are pretty stupid. He said, and he mentioned there's a game within the game, and he pointed to Trevor Bauer, the back and forth with Fernando Tatis, as an example. And more to say than that. But I generally read the quote from Syndergaard in the magazine, and I agree with him. I absolutely agree. I mean, listen, it's absurd, but he's actually in the game. Like, it's got to be enforced by the people who are actually playing the game to not give a crap about these unwritten rules of the game. And a lot of guys, and Syndergaard's not the first, have come out and they've made statements that they don't like the unwritten rules, and then it just keeps going on. Because you got other people that are there that are goobers that continue to, most of them St. Louis Cardinals, by the way. I just want to say that. The Cardinals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yadier Molina. God, don't get me. Remember when Yadier Molina had so much pine tar that there was a ball that bounced. No, remember, it bounced up, and it was like Velcro. The ball stuck to his catching gear like Velcro. But no, he wasn't doing anything tawdry.
It's the Cardinal way.
Yeah. So I agree with Syndergaard, but it's not going to change anything. And by the way, one other thing here. Back on the market, I am thinking, and I cannot say for sure I'm going to do this, but I'm thinking about putting a group of investors together to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves. Did you see the deal that A-Rod had in place to buy the T-Wolves? Apparently, he's gone to hell in a handbasket. It's over. Uh-oh. Burn, baby, burn on A-Rod buying the team. Well, boy, what a bad couple weeks for A-Rod. J-Lo goes her way to Ben Affleck, according to the
tabloids. Wow. And to a nicer guy.
I know. Now he can't even get the T-Wolves, the worst team in America.
From A-Rod to a drunk. Wow.
But Mark Stein, a Saddleback guy, by the way, another Saddleback guy, Mark Stein of the New York Times, fellow Saddleback guy, NBA insider. He pointed out that the tech guy and A-Rod, they had a 30-day negotiating window with Glenn Taylor to dot all the I's and cross the T's. That period expired without an agreement. And A-Rod, now he's still talking about getting the deal done. Apparently, there's a little bit of a shortage of funds, apparently, or real money from what I was reading. So we'll see. What about KG? Could he get back into this? He pretty much poleaxed the Timberwolves' Glenn Taylor, though. Remember when he didn't get the team initially, Kevin Garnett, and then he just laid into Glenn Taylor and had this big hissy fit? I'm pretty sure that's not going to help his chances here. Plus, he doesn't have enough money either, which is also a problem. All right, Ben Maller's show on Fox. Let's take a quick phone call. And who do we have? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to a show legend, Sean the Hood Guy. Hello, Sean the Hood Guy in La La Land.
Big Ben, what's going on, homie?
Sean, if I was any better, I'd be a Dodger, but not an L.A. Dodger. They did win, but that was more of a gift by the Mariners than anything.
Yeah, I see, because I was blocked from the show for a minute. I couldn't hear what you were saying for a little while. You know, they had a little talk show going on, but I ain't going to hate on them, no. But I just want to comment a couple of comments about what's been going on in sports. This horse thing I was listening to you about the other night, I kind of laughed about it because I thought you were saying Bob Backlund, you know, WWE Hall of Famer. I thought you were saying him. I said, well, he gave a horse a cross-faced chicken or something. So that was kind of funny, man. You know, people, they cheating. Everything is going on in sports nowadays is being cheated. So it's nothing new. Everybody acting like it's just something new all of a sudden, because I had some homies that had some horses, and they was giving their horses Guinness. And I used to always ask them, like, why are y'all giving the horses Guinness? And they'd be like, oh, it just kills the worms in them and all that. But I thought they were just getting the horses drunk, because that beer is horrible. And another thing, one more thing before I get out of here, man. This guy Tebow, man, he kind of remind me of my wife, because my wife's name is Tebow. And he kind of remind me of her because she's very undecided. I mean, very as much men, yeah. You know, we have wives and girlfriends and stuff, and wives, they get mad at us sometimes. We don't want to go shopping with them to the malls and stuff because they undecided when they get there. You know, they want to go in every store. They want to buy this, want to buy that, might buy it, might put it back. And that's what he's doing. He remind me of my wife. Because what was he doing at first? I don't like him really well because he beat my Steelers in that one game when he was playing Denver. Then he wanted to be an analyst. Then he go from being an analyst to want to play baseball. Now he want to be back in the NFL. He's a very undecided guy, man, and I'm not understanding him. I want to ask him so bad. I mean, when you go to the restroom, are you standing or are you sitting? So, you know, it's just real questionable to me.
Well, the problem with Tebow is he wasn't, like, as an NFL quarterback, he wasn't good. He's not good on TV. He wasn't good at baseball. He's looking for something he's good at. Maybe tight end he'll be good at because he hasn't been good at any of these other things.
Well, he ain't been in the league in a long time, Ben. I don't think, if he couldn't really throw the ball, what makes you think he could really catch it? So that's my thing, man.
I don't care, man. I'm just worried about content. And Tebow is a gold mine, Sean the Hood Guy. That's all I'm worried about. I got to let you go there, buddy. The great Sean the Hood Guy checking in from the mean streets of La La Land. All right, we got the straight ahead. We're going to have the MLB pick'em. Here's the Who Am I game. So Alex Wood.
Who?
Alex Wood is the first starter to begin his tenure with the San Francisco Giants to have a 4-0 record since I did it. Former Dodger, Alex Wood, pitching very well to begin the year in the Bay Area. And Alex Wood, the first starter to begin his tenure with the Giants with a 4-0 record since me. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox. Did you see the video of that, though? That was nothing, really. Yeah, it wasn't like they dry humped each other. It's very true. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
James the Machinist writes in. He says, I've never had a problem with the speed of the updates the way Eddie reads them, but why is it that the podcast omit the updates? I need my Eddie fix even when I miss the live show.
It's an outrage.
Well, the real reason is Eddie's demanded more money, and the company does not want to pay Eddie, so they have to cut those updates out of the podcast. That's what I've heard. I don't know if that's true or not. But
wrong.
It may be true. It very well could be true. Who's to say it's not true? I've seen nobody say that it's not true able to debunk it. So
not true.
All right. Here's the Who Am I game. This is a blatant attempt to get you to listen a little bit longer. So Alex Wood, the ex-Dodger, is the first starter to begin his tenure with the San Francisco Giants to have a 4-0 record since I did it. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? Ronald McDonald, guessed by Trucker Joe. Iron Chef Bobby Flay, Luke, the vending guy. Who else do we have? Paige down here. Joseph Stalin from Rich. Tim Tebow, guessed by Oscar. Jason in Denver is going with Hollywood Hulk Hogan. Who else do we have? Woody, a.k.a. Kirk Reeder from the Scorpio Niner. Fernando Valenzuela, the great former Giant. Guessed by 00 Mexican, R.J. Carlton Barrett from Sam in D.C., Robbie the Mariner fan going with Barry Zito as his answer, Nikki Bella from Rob in Vegas, Woody Woodpecker tossed out by the Raider Freak as his answer, Craig Lefferts from Chris in Des Moines, Tim Lincecum from Rod, the ambassador of Bakersfield, Johnny Cueto, guessed by Just Josh in Cincinnati. Do you have an answer? It's not the D-Train, guessed by Jacob from Japan.
No, that's a ridiculous guess. Yes. It is Scott Gareltz.
That's a good name, Scott Gareltz. No, here's another decent name, although he didn't pitch very long. Noah Lowry. Remember Noah Lowry, a left-handed pitcher for the Giants for a few years in the early 2000s? It was 2004. Noah Lowry.
Who?
That's the guy's name. All right, time now for the MLB Pick 'em! Here we go! Whee! All right, with the first pick, I'm going first. I'll take Yu Darvish. Woohoo!
Oh, wow. Okay.
Great pick. Coop, terrible go ahead, pick. Coop.
I'll great go with pick. Garrett Cole.
Terrible pick. Wow. That's a bad pick. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie.
I'll take Danny Duffy.
Danny Duffy. Roberto.
I'll take Ronald Acuna Jr.
One more.
And I'll take, let's see, give me Trevor Story.
Eddie!
I'll take Manny Machado.
No.
Coop.
Yes.
I'll take Eric Hosmer.
All right, I got Giancarlo Stanton and Winker of the Reds. Go ahead, Coop. Jesse Winker.
Charlie Blackman.
Love that guy. Eddie.
J.D. Martinez.
We're going to get it in, Roberto.
Brandon Woodruff.
Who?
Wow, a Brewer?
Yep.
What are you doing?
It's a good pitcher.